We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces continue to terrorize the residents of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israeli soldiers killed three Palestinians in Rafah as they continue to build their apartheid wall 8 meters high and 10 meters deep, further imprisoning the Palestinian residents of Rafah. They continue to demolish houses, 10 more today, in Block O, an area that's already flooded by sewage, largely uninhabitable and almost gone. A friend called from Rafah, and in the middle of this situation, he was still able to go ahead with his wedding. So somehow or another, life goes on here. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers abducted 25 Palestinians from Hebron, adding them to the over 9,000 Palestinian political prisoners being held illegally in Israeli prisons, largely without charge. Bethlehem remains under curfew, and Israeli soldiers abducted about 10 other Palestinians throughout the West Bank today. Killing continues. This week, family members of Palestinians exiled from Bethlehem in April when they were under siege inside a church nativity were granted permission by the Israeli government to visit family members inside of Gaza City. But instead of being able to make it there, they were turned back by Israeli soldiers, haircuts, new clothes, everything prepared for nothing. A house inside of a Bethlehem refugee camp was torn through by 30 Israeli soldiers this week as well. Israeli soldiers destroyed most of the belongings inside of the house, and when they left, they said they were going to come back and demolish the house, but no one knows when. They took measurements of that house and an adjoining house, and instead of returning and blowing up the house as promised, they have not returned yet, and the residents are just waiting, still rendered homeless. This is part of the psychological warfare that the Israeli government regularly employs against the Palestinian people. In another refugee camp in Bethlehem, Israeli soldiers committed a similar atrocity 4 months ago. Although the family remains homeless, their house remains standing. No one can go back inside of the house because they don't know at what moment the Israeli military will show up to blow it up. This is happening all over the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israeli defense minister continues to talk about creating cantons inside of the Gaza Strip, similar to what they're doing in the West Bank, surrounding Gaza Strip cities and towns and refugee camps, creating checkpoints so that the residents will have an even more difficult time traveling throughout the Gaza Strip. Of course, most of the Gaza Strip is being given over to illegal Israeli settlements, as is happening throughout the West Bank as well. Although they are illegal under international law, Israeli settlements continue to be built at an alarming rate, and we're seeing this all over. Now, in the West Bank, we're going to talk to a Palestinian who lives here, and he's just going to talk about the situation with us.
The situation here in Aida camp especially, the soldiers came last night to family and they went to demolish the house and they told him you can bring everything from the house outside and family stay this night and before this night under the raining. And the situation in Bethlehem, the people can move with cars and the soldiers sometimes catch the cars and broken the car and arrested the people if they catch him. And in the West Bank, the situation is continue to arrest a lot of people. Today it's more 25 people than last night. And the curfew is still to Bethlehem and the old city in Hebron. And today they arrest three people in Qalqilya and they demolish one house in Qalqilya. And they arrested a lot of people in Ramallah. In Bethlehem especially, nobody can move, especially during 4 days. And we heard the news, maybe tomorrow they want to open, but sometimes they are saying at night, and in the morning they are still curfew. الوضع في فلسطين كتير صعب خصوصا في الضفة الغربية وفي الاعتقالات مستمرة والجيش الإسرائيلي عماله بعتقل في كثير من الشباب الفلسطينيين وبهدم في البيوت. اليوم كان في هدم بيت في قلقيلية وكان في اعتقال عدة شباب فلسطينيين تدعى الحكومة الإسرائيلية أنهم مطلوبين. في بيت لحم الوضع كتير صعب في مدينة السلام. الجيش الإسرائيلي منع التجول أكثر من 4 أيام. كثير من الناس يعني إذا بدهم يستعملوا السيارات لوصول المستشفيات أو للعيادات الطبية الجيش الإسرائيلي بيمسكهم بكسر مفاتيح السيارات وبكسر السيارات وكمان بعتقل اللي بخرجوا تحت منع التجول. الوضع بشكل عام صعب كثير من النواح الاقتصادية على الناس لأن الاقتصاد الفلسطيني في انهيار مستمر نتيجة الاحتلال الإسرائيلي للضفة الغربية. إجمالا هاي صورة الوضع في خلال اليومين الفاتوا بالتحديد في بيت لحم.
Thanks for talking with us. Also this week, a resident of a Palestinian refugee camp inside of Bethlehem called a UNRWA ambulance to come and take a sick child to the hospital. And instead of coming to take the kid to the hospital, the UNRWA told the resident of the refugee camp that UNRWA ambulances were under strict orders not to move. This is the UN, too afraid of Israeli soldiers to be able to take people to the hospital. Also, the UNRWA is talking about the 1 million Palestinians that are going to starve to death when the Israeli or when the U.S. officially declares its war against Iraq, a war it's been waging against the Iraqi people for the past 10 years. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, this is Kristen S.